Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Welcome in. Time for a daily editorial. I want to say that Big Al is devoting this daily editorial to the bloggers. I think they're friends of ours again, and I certainly appreciate that. We cannot do this show without them. 113 comments for the weekend show, and approaching 100 comments on every one of the daily editorials. I really appreciate that, big time. You guys are very bright. CFS brought up a very interesting comment. I wish that CFS would send a comment to everybody, because everybody is curious about it, and let us all know why he was in the hospital and what he's doing right now. I have to assume that he is okay, but I sure would like to get some details on that. I'm going to turn this over to Jim here in about 2 seconds and comment on both Jim and I on this one. I want to comment on one of CFS's comments. The comment CFS was the one dealing with Trump's age. And then I thought it was interesting because Jerry replied to that comment and said, you know, what's really interesting is Trump could clean up everything in 1 year. And he's not going to lose his mental capacity in a year. That was an interesting comment. Jimmy, what do you think about the concept of concern about Donald Trump's age?
Well, I mean, there's no question. You know, he's at the point right now, he's at U.S. life expectancy age. He'll be 77 in the election in 2024.
Yeah.
So... but Biden will be 81, almost within a couple of weeks of being 82.
Yeah.
Biden has clearly shown diminished mental capacity. Trump certainly is older, and he's kind of a heavy guy. He's always got the potential for, you know, a heart problem or something like that. And I'm afraid I think that maybe CFS may be suffering from a heart problem that may in fact be a result of the, from his vaccination status. I think he mentioned that in the blog, but I'm sorry for that. We want to really wish you well and to keep participating. But
you bet.
As far as, you know, Trump's age goes, I mean, CFS says he's going to be too old, and, you know, I don't care how old he is if he still has energy, and right now he's still showing a tremendous amount of energy. And I mean, he's on the road campaigning all around the country. He's doing all types of interviews. He's facing 3, potentially 4 legal indictments, and he's still like laughing. He's still doing well, doing interviews. That's an amazing amount of energy, and I hope that for the benefit of the nation that he continues up that route, because at this point, you know, I just am not confident in the other Republicans that would be wanting to step in to replace him, with the exception of Vivek Ramaswamy. I think DeSantis would be a good candidate, but he just doesn't have the support. And as long as Trump is still actively out there campaigning, which means he's healthy, he's likely to have the nomination. There's no question. And so we want to get him across the board, because we can't accept a continuation of what's happening with Biden.
No, I think he's definitely going to get the nomination. And when the New York Times in their Sunday edition comes out and states unequivocally that he is way ahead in the polls, he's ahead more right now of Biden than he was at this point in the last election. And, of course, they're not endorsing Donald Trump, but they are saying, expressing concern, Jim, that he's going to get the Republican nomination. There's no doubt about it.
I think there are a lot of people on the left that are very concerned that Trump will get the nomination, because at that point, if Biden still is the candidate, they have to face the reality that even with the cheats that they put in the 2020 election, and I'm quite convinced there was a lot of cheats in the 2020 election,
you bet,
that there may not be enough support because his popularity is so low. And it's even, it's dropping in those key demographics, and black males, in suburban housewives. Those are the key ones that that they purportedly won on back in 2020. But he's losing ground in those demographics.
Most
of America right now is not feeling very positive about the direction of the nation.
Well, I've never seen an atmosphere like this surrounding a national election anywhere. Although I haven't really followed any of the smaller countries, but I got to tell you, Jim, I have never seen this time of environment for a national election, particularly where the stakes were so very, very high. You agree with me?
Well, yeah, I agree with you, but I will say there, looking around the world, the Brazilian election was quite contested, and in fact, the population is absolutely furious with Lula, the gentleman that came out there. The Spanish election was just basically the conservatives gained a significant advantage, and now it looks like the extreme Vox party on the right is going to join together with the more moderate conservatives to allow them to form a government, which means they're going to take power. We've seen already Giorgia Meloni in Italy, a very conservative, strong, staunch conservative. She stepped in and won there. You're seeing gains in Germany with the far-right AfD, and these are far-right people. And of course, taking away the kind of the center Christian Democratic Union's power that allowed their weakness, that allowed the socialists to win with their guy as chancellor right now. And I think, Scholz, and I see that diminishing. You're seeing a very big backlash in the Netherlands, Denmark, Sweden, Finland, and then of course you already have much more conservative leadership in the former East Bloc nations in Poland, Hungary, Czech Republic. You're seeing it in all throughout Europe. You're seeing a push with more conservative populist candidates coming in, and I think the direction that the globalists, the elitists, and the Democratic Party right now, these liberal ideologies, I don't think it's resonating, and the only way they can keep power is through abuse of law enforcement, which is what you're seeing in the United States here. Our credibility is really down. The challenges are very severe, but I think we're seeing a shift around the world away from what we've seen in the last basically 2.5-3 years with the incompetence on the Biden leadership team.
Well, I don't think there's any question at all about that. I would be amazed from a common sense standpoint, from a logical standpoint, if Joe Biden was reelected, I would be totally amazed. But I do have to say that in my current living environment, I have heard nothing negative about Biden, which I simply don't understand. I think it's ignorance.
Well, I think what it is information, and they get information from like just a couple of key areas. Cable news, which is likely MSNBC or CNN, the paper, which is Seattle Times, and then, of course, the local news reports, if they pay attention to that.
Yeah.
If they listen to those three key media formats, all of them where you live in Seattle are extremely leftist oriented, and they are not going to report facts on anything. So that the what shapes their opinions right now is a lack of information and
Agreed.
Information that actually is propping
Agreed,
up.
Jimmy.
Yeah. So that's sad. It's sad to see that.
No, it's very sad. There's no question about that. Well, Jim, I think that we have, answered CFS's comment, given our opinion on it, I guess, certainly to my satisfaction regarding the question of Donald Trump's age. Anything else you want to bring out in this editorial, Jim?
Well, I do. I just think that Trump had a couple of very serious short-sighted observations when he took power. Yeah. One, he'd never been a politician, so he didn't understand the backstabbing that goes along with it. And he did, you know, he actually probably thought, and I've argued this many times, that most people in Washington actually were looking out for the best interest of the country. He didn't realize that most people in Washington are looking out for the best interest of their political party, and that political party is the DNC.
Yeah.
He didn't realize people like Mike Pence were backstabbing rhinos who would publicly support him, but behind the scenes, he and his staff would be undermining Trump all the time. And we're seeing that clearly right now with Pence's statements. And, basically threatening to or saying that he'll testify against Trump and that he was trying to break, you know, go against the Constitution. Trump wasn't trying to go against the Constitution. He was trying to actually use the Constitution, had lawyers advising him how to use the Constitution in order to keep from a corrupt leadership stepping in.
Right.
So here we have Pence, who said up until January 6th that he was going to get everybody the opportunity to have time to actually look at these issues. He undermined that completely because he was either a part of the process to push Trump out or completely ignorant of what Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats were doing in order to undermine confidence in the system and attack Trump. Either way, he's absolutely a loser. And of course, I'll go back to the COVID task force. He was responsible for that. I'll go back to the the initial responsibility for evaluating the 2016 elections, and he failed at that. And I think Mike Pence and people like him in Washington were the biggest, most dangerous aspects. People that pretended to be Republicans but were really supporting the deep state and the government over the people. Bill Barr is another fantastic example.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of people, former Republican. Look at Michael Steele on MSNBC, who, you know, these people are not out for the best interests of America.
No.
They're out for the best interests of their own financial benefit or to protect the deep state and the corruption. And what Trump did not realize is how backstabbing that type of organization was. If he understands it now, and it looks very much like he does understand it.
He's got to.
Then he is going to have a very different approach when he steps into office this time. And it will be ugly for a year if he does win. And if he gets back in, it will be very ugly. But I don't think he'll care what the media says. I think he will do it. And that may be a very small step into recovering the basic foundations of our principles.
I agree 100%, Jimmy. And I want to say one thing. I think that tonight, on the West Coast anyway, watching the evening news is incredibly important. Go to Fox, go to CNN, and go to the networks and see what they have to say.
Well, and hopefully they're not lying to you, because all of them are looking for globalist agendas. I would say go to Citizen Free Press. Go to the Liberty Daily. I would say go to Epic Times. I'd go to Breitbart. I'd go to other alternative sources and really take a look at a different view of what's happening in America right now.
Jimmy, let me ask you this. Will Citizens Free Press have up-to-the-minute information?
Yeah, they provide, pretty close. He takes a little break for dinner. It's one guy. He posts all this stuff all day long. He does it for free. He doesn't advertise. He's just trying to provide information to basically conservatives and people that want to learn more, basically filling the gap that the Drudge Report lost when it actually went to the left, controlled by rhinos.
Yeah, I know that, and that's exactly why Citizen Free Press is probably my first go-to source. Jimmy, let's cut it from here, and let's all hold our breaths and see what happens, if anything, today, okay?
Yeah, you bet. And everyone wish my daughter Erin well as she goes to get her driver's license for her first driving test.
Jim, your daughter is a genius. I wish she would wish me well, because I'd probably have more luck than doing it myself. Your daughter is not going to miss on everything. I know your daughter, and I have nothing but respect for her. She'll pass that damn test, Jimmy.
Yeah, she will. She is amazing. I have amazing children. Unbelievable.
Oh, I know you do. I know you do. You're very, very fortunate. Jim, thanks so much, man. And tell your daughter there's a guy out in Seattle, Washington, praying for her.
You bet.